Editorial: High time to reform police. It may well be just a publicity stunt to keep him in the public eye, but Ruck Thailand party leader Chuwit Kamonvisit wins approval from the public every time he exposes police corruption by staging raids on underground gambling dens, with news media crews always in tow. His most recent target was an illegal casino on Soi Kingpet in central Bangkok. After vehement denials from the police top brass of the casino's existence, the former massage parlor tycoon led a media crew to expose the Kingpet casino, which, he said, enjoys protection from both the police and powerful politicians. During the raid attempt, he was stopped by an angry crowd. The police, instead of breaking into the alleged casino to prove Mr. Chuwit wrong, told him to retreat for his own safety. Afterwards, Metropolitan Police Bureau Chief Police Lieutenant General Kamromwit Topkrajang still insisted there was no such casino in the Soi, which only succeeded in stirring public scorn. When asked why casino raids have become his pet project, the politician who twice vied for the Bangkok governorship through anti-corruption campaigns answered loud and clear, "Underground casinos represent the most visible form of police corruption. You see them everywhere. If we cannot deal with this issue, how can we start dealing with other forms of police corruption which are eroding our country?" Indeed, who could argue with him about that? How can we hope for a society governed by the rule of law when the police force is deeply corrupt? Thailand is being torn apart by the politics of colors, but can any of the rival parties bring about justice when police corruption remains so entrenched? Illegal gambling dens are actually just a small part of the underground economy, worth up to 20% of the official economy. The sex industry alone is a 200 billion baht business, but whether in prostitution, gambling, drug, and human trafficking, the trading in contraband arms, or smuggling of diesel oil and other illegal goods, the people behind these businesses cannot run their enterprises without paying protection money to the police. In the gambling industry, 5 to 20% of total earnings can be spent on police protection. If the same rate applies to other underground businesses, it is no wonder that buying positions is common practice in the police force. It also becomes clear why aspiring junior police officers are willing to pay up to 300 to 400,000 baht to cheat in the recruitment examination for a job that pays just 6,000 to 7,000 baht a month, as exposed in the police exam scandal early last month. Police corruption is a major reason why the country cannot curb the huge human trafficking business that is closely linked to the cross-border flesh trade and the supply of modern-day slave workers for plantations and fishing vessels. It is why the criminals are not prosecuted, and it is why the U.S. State Department has threatened to place Thailand at the bottom of its three-tier ranking system and face subsequent sanctions for its poor anti-human trafficking record. The police force, which runs under a closed, feudal-like system, urgently needs reform. Police should be rewarded based on merit and made more accountable to the community, not to a centralized command that is vulnerable to political interference as it is now. There is only one way to tackle underground businesses and widespread violations of human rights. There is only one way to kickstart the rule of law and justice. Reform the police.